This is Al Simpson. Despite the fact that the Rural Electrification Administration, REA's original mission is over, its funding levels are higher than ever. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I always try to give the president some credit when he deserves it. He knows that you just don't spend over $1 billion on REA with their good record of mission accomplished many years ago. Today, nearly 100% of rural Americans have electricity and telephone use, and I'm with our president. Enough is enough. But Capitol Hill is another matter. Congress decided to add 62% more skin and padding to this old dinosaur and plop two diamonds in its eyeballs, thinking it would all add glitter. Wrong. Ted, how can the Congress seriously tell this president to cut spending first when we can't even cut back on a Depression-era relic like the REA? Ted, until Congress shows a little more political willpower and courage, the deficit will continue to sit comfortably in the back rumble seat of this out-of-control 1937 Packard known as the REA.
Al, it's good to hear you abandon, at least for today, your Republican mantra that President Clinton isn't willing to cut spending. His economic plan contained over 100 different spending cuts of $100 million or more each. In fact, he was on your wavelength, Al, with respect to cuts in the Rural Electrification Administration. President Clinton's plan proposed a $545 million cut for that agency over the next 5 years. A pretty good proposal for a president, Republicans say, won't cut spending. REA deserves credit for the excellent job it's done in bringing electricity and telephone service to rural America. But times are changing, Al. The federal deficit is too big, and subsidized REA loans are part of the problem. Too often, they go to wealthy suburbs and plush resorts, hardly the rural development originally intended. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just contact the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.